So here's comp, and its job is to return a negative number if the first element referred to by the first argument there precedes the second, in other words, if they're already in ascending order, or zero if they're equal, or a positive number if they're out of order, in other words, if the element referred to by P1 comes after the element referred to by P2, and so that means they're out of order, and then Qsort will swap them. So whenever this function returns a positive value, Qsort will swap the elements. So you can have this work any way you want. I mean, if you want to sort things in descending order, then you would reverse the orientation of this, put a negative sign in front of whatever you're returning, so it comes out reversed. So comp, of course, is written by you, and it knows what types of things we're comparing. That's the whole reason that we're doing this. Qsort doesn't know, but it calls this function to do the right thing. By the way, we have a term, in case you're not already familiar with it, for a function which another process calls to get information in the course of its execution, and that's a callback. So comp is a callback, and what I have to do is I have to interpret these const void stars, which Qsort has passed me, I have to interpret them properly as what they really are. Now remember, I have passed Qsort an array of pointers. But Qsort, what it does is it passes a pointer to the array element that it is currently looking at as the first argument to this function, and likewise for the second one. So what Qsort is passing me is a pointer to a pointer to a character. Now that should make sense to you, because if Qsort can sort an array of anything, that means it can sort an array of really big structures, and there's no way it's going to want to pass those structures by value, so it always passes a pointer to whatever element type it's working with. So I have to take P1 and P2 and interpret them properly, so I have to cast them to what they really are. Since they're pointers to character, I will cast it such. And so I have a char star star cast in front of P1. And then what I want to do is I want to get at the actual element. I want to get at the pointer that is in the array, and so I have to do one level of indirection. In other words, I have to get at the contents of what P1 is pointing to. And I'll call that A. And so A is the actual pointer to character that represents my first string. Likewise for B. That's the second one. Once I've done that, all I have to do is pass those as arguments to string compare, because string compare does the right thing. String compare returns a negative one if A comes before B in alphabetical order, or it returns a zero if they're equal, and a positive if they're out of order. And so that does everything that I want to do. So just to summarize here, you are forced to receive parameters in this function as const void stars, because that's the way Qsort is defined. Its fourth argument must be a function that takes two const void stars and returns an int. But you have to interpret those pointers as what they really are, because you know what is in the array. So you have to do a cast on those pointers. And in this case, since I have pointers to pointers, because that's the way Qsort sends them to me, I have to do one level of indirection to get at the actual element in my array. And the actual element, of course, is just a pointer, but that's just what string compare wants, and so that's no problem. And again, if I wanted to sort things in descending order, all I would have to do is put a minus sign in front of string compare, and that'll return the negated value of whatever it computed. Anyway, as you can see, they're sorted.